Here's this hour's news from the Arkansas Now newsroom. A North Little Rock man charged in the death of an 84-year-old veteran in April is back in the custody of Arkansas State Police after his bond was revoked. ASP says that 20-year-old Darmel Deshaun Bateman Jr. was arrested yesterday for possession of a firearm and possession with intent to distribute a controlled substance. On September 13th, ASP charged Bateman with manslaughter and second-degree battery in connection to a street racing wreck that led to the death of 84-year-old Gerald Allen of Benton and seriously injured his wife. And the city of Caraway says there will not be water as they make repairs around 6 tonight. According to a Facebook post by city officials, there is a water leak that will cause the area to lose water. The city does not expect the repairs to take long. And Hall of Fame third baseman and Little Rock native Brooks Robinson died at the age of 86. His death was announced yesterday. The statement did not say how Robinson died. From the Arkansas Now newsroom, I'm Hannah Campbell.
Quarterback, guard, running back. Every position has a role in building success. If you want a position where you can build success in your own career, Lexicon is hiring welders, millwrights, and many more positions. We offer free on-the-job training through our own Lexicon University so you can learn while you earn and build the career you want. Competitive pay, a great health care plan, paid vacation, a sweet 401k plan, and more. Find out more at lexicon-inc.com/football.
Everyone deserves a healthy family. Parents, if you've got a child under 5 or one on the way, WIC is here to help. With WIC, you'll have access to nutrition education, help buying nutritious foods and breastfeeding guidance, along with referrals and support from other parents just like you, all at no cost to eligible families. Learn more and enroll today at signupwic.com. That's signupwic.com. Healthy starts here. This institution is an equal opportunity provider. A message from the Arkansas Department of Health.